Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inflation trend in the United States is squashing lower-income American families across the country. The Producer Price Index, which measures prices that businesses receive for their goods and services, surged 8.6% in September. President Biden on Thursday signed legislation temporarily raising the government's borrowing limit to nearly $29 trillion, saving America from defaulting, but only until December. Another scientist has pushed back against the doom and gloom of climate change peddlers from the United Nations and other governmental agencies. Dr. Leslie Woodcock, a professor at the University of Manchester School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science, is a former NASA scientist. In an interview, he laughed off man-made climate change as nonsense and a money-making industry for the green lobby. The term climate change is meaningless. The Earth's climate has been changing since Earth was formed a billion years ago, he said. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A domestic violence case in China is very disturbing. Wendy King reports.
A court has sentenced a man to death for murdering his wife, setting her on fire while she was live streaming on China's form of TikTok last year. 30-year-old Tibetan blogger and mother of two, who used the name Lamo on China's version of TikTok, was a social media star with hundreds of thousands of followers on her broadcast. Her ex-husband, Tang Lu, set her on fire while she was doing a live stream from her father's home on September 14th. 2020. She died from her injuries a half month later. The court said the homicide was extremely cruel. The murder also followed Lamo refusing to remarry Tang, whom she divorced in June of 2020 after 11 years of marriage. She said Tang reportedly assaulted her. After her death, China's President Xi Jinping gave a speech to a United Nations conference saying the protection of women's rights and interests must become a national commitment.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The mother of the woman killed by U.S. Capitol Police on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt, called her daughter's death a murder. Mickey Whithoff on Newsmax.
Hanging in there day by day. Outraged as well. I was at work and my daughter-in-law called me. So all the way home, I was hoping that it was a rubber bullet and that it was not my daughter. So, you run a lot of things through your head.
The Defense Department has decided not to allow the Air Force veteran to be buried with military honors usually afforded by all honorably discharged personnel.
They didn't justify it. It was just decided by Colonel, I can't remember his last name. I don't have it in front of me, but somebody from the Air Force decided that because of her participation in January 6th, she would not be eligible. It's an outrage like so many other things. My daughter was a proud patriot protesting and not an insurrectionist, and I just think that narrative should cease to be pushed forward for any of our political prisoners, my daughter especially included.
President Trump at a rally on January 3rd.
And by the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? We all saw the hand. We saw the gun.
My daughter believed enough in the fact that the election was stolen to go to Washington, D.C. with so many other patriots that are there that are still suffering. And I feel like they tried to squash a movement that day, but I feel like they've made my daughter's voice louder.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Live.
Our mission, and hopefully it's your mission as well, because we're not talking just about America, and we're not talking just about this generation. We're talking about the generations to come. What kind of America will we be handing off to the succeeding generations? That's the question that lies before us, and where we are right now in this country is no different than what other nations have experienced. But if we do not learn from history, as they say, we are doomed to repeat it. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us. He's the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, how you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you.
I'm doing great. Thank you. Twice in 1 week. Thank you. Hey, it's a great opportunity.
Well, no, this is awesome. I always love our time together because, people of faith can understand this, is that when you and I talk so often, we may have an idea and, you know, a plan for what we're going to talk about, and then comes God. And God says, no, Bill and Jerry, we sound like ice cream makers, Bill and Jerry. But we want to talk about this. And where we are right now is, let's go back. And you, a historian, you love history. I love when we talk about America and going back. You know, we often talk about the founding fathers. But I always want to encourage people, let's go back to the original prayer that was put out by the pilgrims and what they asked God to do and how God honored that. And we have been living off that answered prayer these hundreds of years since, have we not?
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. There is a great deal of effort and so forth that went into creating America and the freedoms we enjoy. And my good friend Paul Jaley, the president of the Plymouth Rock Foundation, yes, likes to say that Americans today, like the fruits of the American experience, the freedom and the prosperity, but they really often reject the root of that freedom, yes, and the prosperity, which gets back to our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Yeah, it's out of ignorance that they do. And we've been saying this for a number of years, Jerry, that, you know, really, how dare our arrogance that we can think, oh, well, hey, God, you know, whoever you are, you know, thanks for doing what you did. But, we think we can do a better job. We'll take it from here. Right.
You know, it's funny. There's a humorous illustration of the very principle you're talking about. I saw the very end of a movie with Burt Reynolds many years ago, and it was called The End, I believe. And the purpose of that movie or one of the main themes of the movie is the guy was trying to commit suicide, and near the very end of the movie, he goes out into the water to swim so far that he's going to drown. And then he realizes, oh, my goodness, what am I doing? And he has a change of heart, so he starts swimming back to shore. And then he starts praying, oh, God, if you will let me, you know, if you'll rescue me, I'll give you, 100% of my life. And then he gets closer. Oh, God, if you rescue me, I'll give you 50% of my life. And then he gets closer. Oh, God, if you rescue me, I'll give you 10% of my life. And then when he gets to the shore, he says, okay, God, I'll take it from here, you know. In a humorous way, that's exactly what the phenomenon that we're seeing. And you know, it's like the old statement from one of the Puritan leaders, Cotton Mather by name, but he said, religion begat prosperity, and a daughter hath consumed the mother. In our prosperity that God has given us because we followed him at one point, through it all that prosperity, we have forgotten God. But as Reagan said, you know, America is one nation under God, but if we ever forget that, we'll be one nation gone under.
Exactly. Well, the human condition is such that all you have to do is read the book of Judges, and you see what goes on. It's a cycle that in prosperity, we forget God. And then, you know, the natural forces of forgetting God come into play because God gives us guidelines. And when we adhere to those guidelines, as he said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? When we are true to those righteous codes, it goes well for us. But when we abandon them, there's some natural forces come into play. Natural forces like the law of gravity, for example. If you violate gravity, it doesn't matter. You're going to pay the consequences for it. Well, there are things at a spiritual level along the same way, right? And when we violate those, we pay the consequences. And sometimes it's so subtle, it's not necessarily that you hear, you know, from heaven the voice of God saying, well, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, you screwed up. And you go, oh, gosh, yeah. Okay. You know, it doesn't happen that way necessarily. Like the book of Ecclesiastes says, because sin is not immediately dealt with, it gets complicated and confusing, and it gets complex, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, the interesting thing to me is that we as Americans have this annual holiday of Thanksgiving, which means really our forebears thought so much of being grateful that they decided to set aside a whole day, and it's become a national holiday. And in fact, George Washington was the first U.S. president to honor the tradition of Thanksgiving in the honor of the Pilgrim legacy. And by the way, that very first Thanksgiving was 400 years ago from this year, which is really cool. 400 years of giving thanks. So anyway, Washington made it an annual holiday. I mean, a holiday. He was the first to call it a holiday. And then it was Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. Talk about a time when you could easily have been ungrateful. He made it into an annual holiday. And so we've been celebrating Thanksgiving ever since. And I think we can learn a lot from the Pilgrims because they went through a lot of things, you know, to the nth degree. I mean, it was very difficult what they went through, well, just for the purpose of worshiping Jesus Christ and the purity of the gospel as they understood it. They had to deal with so much stuff, and through it all, they ended up giving God thanks despite the difficulty of circumstances, half their number dying that first winter. But by the time of harvest, 8 months later, whatever it was, they set aside actually 3 days to give thanks to God, and they were celebrating this with their new friends, the Native Americans, and there were actually more Native Americans at that first Thanksgiving than there were Pilgrims because there were so few Pilgrims left.
Exactly, only half of them survived that first winter, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. And you know what's fascinating about this is Leo Martin of the Jenny Museum in Plymouth, Massachusetts. I interviewed him for a special I did about this. It's called The Pilgrims. It's just like a one-hour documentary. You can get more information at providenceforum.org. But anyway, Leo Martin said that there were 18 married women on the Mayflower, and that first winter, 14 of those married women died. The four that survived, you know, they were grateful for their survival, but among those who died, they took their limited food and gave it to their children to make sure that the next generation would survive. Isn't that fascinating?
Wow.
I mean, that's the sacrifice of people that have gone before us to give us what we've got. And today to see these, you know, so many ungrateful Americans. We live in the era of the ungrateful American. And I pray that, you know, dear God, forgive me in my own heart for the ingratitude of my heart. Help me not to be like these ungrateful Americans.
Yeah, it is a spirit, no doubt. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us, and our conversation will continue right after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezShow.com has all the information, and you can join us live at any time or listen to any of our previous podcasts and interviews like this one with Dr. Jerry Newcomb. It's all right there, absolutely free, just to your heart's delight. You know, share it with all your friends and neighbors. Dr. Newcomb is the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, the cultural war is absolutely unhinged. You know, we have Terry McAuliffe, we have the Democrats, and really people need to understand this, because I, you know, sometimes I resent when, you know, things are so clearly demarcated, and I'm not trying to disunify anybody, but sometimes you just have to call it for what it is. And the Democratic Party has been consumed by progressives and the leftists that want us to believe that parents no longer are responsible for raising their kids. And what Terry McAuliffe said wasn't, you know, some sort of mistake or, you know, some faux pas or anything like that. I mean, it was purposeful, and he's doubled down on this, and this is the sentiment of the Democratic Party. So for those of you that are voting for Democrats, this is another one of those things that you need to be wise about to understand what this party represents. This is not JFK's Democratic Party any longer.
Yeah, I mean, to whom has God entrusted the children? Who is responsible for the children and their education? Basically, you have state bureaucrats, and Terry McAuliffe, you know, echoed that sentiment, saying, well, the schools know better than the parents as to what the children should be taught. You know, in a, you know, that sounds somewhat reasonable in the sense of, you know, think, oh, well, you know, the teachers and the teachers unions, they all went through all this educational system and everything. They know a lot more about children and so forth. But wait a minute. The rub here is that some of the things being promoted in the schools today are totally in contradiction to truth. They're in contradiction to our Judeo-Christian heritage, and they're in contradiction to what the parents themselves want to see. So, for example, with critical race theory, little kids are being taught, you know, if you're white, by definition, you are an oppressor. If you're black, you are, by definition, an oppressed person. You know, Dr. Carol Swain, who's black, and
yes,
former professor at Vanderbilt, you know, okay, guest on the Bill Martinez Show and so forth. But anyway, she says that what this actually does is it poisons little black kids to think you can't get anywhere in life because you're, you know, it's all rigged. And what these schools are doing is they're promoting this critical race theory, and it's hurting everybody. And once parents are learning about it, they're like, hey, I don't want that taught in my schools. And then the educrats are basically turning around and saying, well, we know better than you what your kids need to learn about. Then they have the transgender agenda, and we need...
Stop for just a second, Jerry. Let me interrupt you just a minute here. Getting back to Carol Swain, because this is what I asked Carol. I said, what about the mixed families? What about these kids who come from a black mother or white father? You know, we have more interracial marriages than ever. Okay, so what are they? How conflicted do they become?
What theory is teaching is that your white parent is worthless, but your black parent is one of the oppressed. So in other words, your white parent is an oppressor. Your black parent is the oppressed. So I mean,
what part of you as a mixed race child is the oppressor and the oppressed? Is the left side the oppressor?
Yeah,
is the right?
Like a mixed, you know. You're right. You know, and they used to look down on mulattoes, which is the, you know, the word that they use historically for a child of mixed blood. This is taking the Christian philosophy that Martin Luther King was promoting, the idea that God shows no favoritism, that people shouldn't be judged by the color of their skin, instead they should be judged by the content of their character, and it's turning it on its head. And you know what?
Yes.
Bottom line is, let's be honest, there are some people who make a lot of money promoting this kind of curriculum. In fact, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, his son-in-law benefits from this garbage teaching of critical race theory. He actually benefits. He has financial gain. There's a conflict of interest between Merrick Garland saying, you know, these kids need to be taught this critical race theory, and his job as the head of the Department of Justice. And in his job as the head of Department of Justice, he's basically saying lately that parents who speak out against the bad curriculum that their children, the children are being exposed to in the public schools, the parents who get, you know, upset about this, they are domestic terrorists, and he's accusing them of violence, quote unquote, violence. And it's like, wait a minute. And you have a situation with the transgender agenda where that's being promoted in the schools, and little boys are being taught, hey, maybe you're a little girl and you just were born in a little boy's body by accident. And whenever the adults get involved and they start administering puberty blockers or even surgery, sex reassignment surgery and so forth for these kids, they're doing irreversible damage. There's a whole book about this now by Abigail Schreier. She's not even a conservative per se, but when you read the book, you realize, you know, a lot of liberals are being hoisted on their own petard. They're experiencing
this is an incredible experiment,
this wicked agenda, and parents speaking out against this, they're domestic terrorists. No, who owns the children? To whom have the children been entrusted? God has entrusted the parents, and the teachers are in the place of the parents. They should not be undermining the parents, but rather supplementing their authority.
And what did Jesus say to those that would keep the children from him?
Oh, yeah. He said,
think about the implications.
It'd be better. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go. I mean, I want you to finish that out, because you're exactly tracking with what I'm saying here, is that what they are playing with here is something rather sacred in God's eyes. And how dare you keep children and interfere with their God-given destiny and right? I mean, there is going to be hell to be paid on this, Jerry.
Yes, there is. And the statement from Jesus was, woe to those who cause these little ones who believe in me to stumble. It would be better for them to have a millstone tied around their neck and thrown into the sea than to do this. And so it really is a terrible thing. And another example where parents are very upset about, that I address in my most recent column, and you can see these things at jerrynewcomb.com and also providenceforum.org. But anyway, what I was going to say was, there's a lot of historical revisionism. And so the founders and the settlers of America, we were talking about earlier about the pilgrims, or we could talk about the founding fathers, Abraham Lincoln, or not Abraham Lincoln, of course, but George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. These people are now being treated as villains because they're being judged by 21st century standards of what's right and what's wrong, according to the woke folk, and in some cases that's not even a correct criterion. But anyway, bottom line is, Columbus and Washington and even Abraham Lincoln are now viewed as villains by some, and they're trying to tear down their statues. And just 2 days ago or so, New York City, they removed the statue. De Blasio, Mayor De Blasio, removed the statue of Thomas Jefferson, our third president, the chief author of the Declaration of Independence, which played a key role in American history and even in world history. But no, you know, they basically, judge these people. And as far as Jefferson, he was a slave owner. That's why they're going after him. He was a slave owner, but he also did a lot to help lay the groundwork that slavery would one day be, uprooted. He just didn't feel it, in his time it could be done properly. And by the time he was an old man and wanted to free his slaves, he couldn't even do so because he was so far in debt. And since slaves were property at that time, he owed his so many debts that his debtors said, no, we're going to have this property. So in other words, he couldn't free his slaves. He wasn't free to do so, is the bottom line. And bottom line is, if you want to find find fault with historical figures.
Exactly.
You're gonna
we got to leave it there.
All of them. I mean,
Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Thank you, buddy.
That survey showed that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inflation trend in the United States is squashing lower-income American families across the country. The Producer Price Index, which measures prices that businesses receive for their goods and services, surged 8.6% in September. President Biden on Thursday signed legislation temporarily raising the government's borrowing limit to nearly $29 trillion, saving America from defaulting, but only until December. Another scientist has pushed back against the doom and gloom of climate change peddlers from the United Nations and other governmental agencies. Dr. Leslie Woodcock, a professor at the University of Manchester School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science, is a former NASA scientist. In an interview, he laughed off man-made climate change as nonsense and a money-making industry for the green lobby. The term climate change is meaningless. The Earth's climate has been changing since Earth was formed a billion years ago, he said. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Craig Deal with us with Foundations for Farming, an incredible story. He was born and bred African, whose farm was seized by Zimbabwe government 20 years ago when all farming businesses and property were turned over to the state without compensation. Rather than fight or flee, Craig's faith compelled him to respond counterintuitively and to forgive. Craig Deal, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Lovely to meet you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Craig, to hear your story reminds me of my grandfather, if I can just share a little personal story, and that was that my grandfather had hundreds of acres outside of Tijuana in Mexico, and the government came and left him for dead on several occasions. The federales would come in, and they would beat him up. He lost an eye in one altercation and was shot up in another and left for dead. And the only thing that was left standing after everything was said and done as they came in and took over his property was the main house and the maid's quarters. That was it. So to hear your story, it reminds me of my grandfather. And forgive me for sharing that, but I just wanted you to be aware that I can relate to some sense for what you've endured by having the government come in and confiscate your property like this.
Yes, Bill, it must have been pretty tragic for your grandfather, but we didn't suffer we personally didn't suffer the violence, although a lot of people did. We we as a family, as you've already alluded to, had to make a decision. Would we fight? Would we flee? Mm-hmm. Or would we forgive? And a number of my friends did try to fight for their land, and sadly they were killed. But and the vast majority of my friends exiled themselves and left the country. But we felt that if you leave the country with your rucksack of bitterness and angst, there's no place in the world far enough to go, because it's going to stink wherever you go. Okay. So we made the conscious decision to actually forgive. And it wasn't easy, but looking back on it now, it was the right decision for me and my family.
This had to be a big surprise for the Zimbabwe government to all of a sudden not have someone fighting or fleeing, but saying, look, I can help. I want to be there and I want to forgive you. This must have been, boy, a real shock to their, you know, psychotic minds, in thinking that, they were used to getting a certain response, and you do something that's counterintuitive.
Yeah, it's Jesus's upside down kingdom. Yeah. And we just did it differently to what the world or what your flesh actually wants to do. Mm. We felt that if you just release this angst or the offense, no matter how small or big the offense is, you let it go, you leave it at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
And now the offense isn't between me and that person anymore. It's between them and God. So
yes.
I hold actually no animosity or any angstful thoughts against the government. God was able to lift me out of that, because I was able to really study scripture. When it was first happening, I would look through scripture to see if there were ways I could get out of this forgiveness issue. But in my Bible, it's all written in red. And so Jesus' words, so we can't, there's no room for speculation. He demands it of us, whether you like it or not, and you must be obedient. He says, just do what I say and watch what I'll do.
Exactly.
And that's what's happened in our lives. It's just that total and utter forgiveness that goes totally against the flesh. We read things like feed your enemy if he's hungry, and replace a curse with a blessing, and if your enemy's hungry, give him something to drink. To me, they didn't resonate very well, because I would think, well, why should I feed my enemy? It's just going to make him stronger to hurt me.
Yeah.
But Jesus just has a different way. He says no. And for us, when I look back on what happened, I didn't consciously think of it at the time, but when I look back on what happened, there's that verse that says, if a man steals your coat, give him your tunic as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, that meant if a man takes your farm, teach him how to farm.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And that gave us the great release, and the burden of being a prisoner to unforgiveness lifted when we were able to sow back into their lives.
Exactly. And when you talk about forgiveness, I mean, you know, the apostles were talking to Jesus and said, how often must I forgive? You know, seven times? And he goes, no, try 70 times seven. So, I mean, there's no flexibility in that. I mean, we are to live a life of forgiveness. And we know, Craig Deal, that when we do, we're better off for that. And sure, you know, as you go through the process early on, we've got to get the flesh out of the way. And the flesh is a stubborn thing. It wants to still remain. Right. And but as you in faith trust God for what he says, then you start realizing, yeah, you may be smelled the smell of flesh burning. But on the other side of that, there is peace immeasurable and unimaginable that takes over. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And, you know, we had serious tears when we were evicted from our property. I'd known no other house in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And we had tears. We had to move into the city, and we didn't really know how to handle that. But the Bible says, sow in your tears. Now, you don't really feel like sowing when you're in that position. You just feel like hunkering down and wallowing in your self-pity. But we forced ourselves to sow, and that was teaching and serving. I've dedicated the rest of my life to serve Africa. And so to just serve, and the Bible says you'll reap sons of joy, and that's what I'm doing today.
Well, explain to our audience what happened and how you got connected with the Foundations for Farming.
Well, when we had been evicted, I was a career farmer. I'd been farming for over 20 years, and I connected with a friend of mine who was a believing farmer called Brian Oldreave. He brought out the system of farming God's way in those days. We called it farming God's way. It was birthed in Zimbabwe in 1982, where Brian, in obedience to the Lord, just went out into some virgin forest and bush, and he just sat down and he said to the Lord, you know, these are your trees, these are your soils, these are your grasses. I want you to teach me how to farm, Father. And he had been convicted by Romans 1, 18 to 22, that says, if you've seen my creation, you've seen me. And so with that childlike faith, he was able to just ask God, and God revealed to him that there's absolutely no scientific reason to plow. You don't see it in creation. So the concept of zero tillage and conservation agriculture was birthed through just a childlike faith of asking the Lord how he farms in his creation. And he developed that onto his own farm, where he ended up growing 8,000 acres this way, and was probably one of the most successful commercial farmers ever in Africa. And so when he was also evicted from his property, and when he was just carrying on teaching, the Lord told him that this technology was not for him to get rich and famous with. It was for the poor people. It was to replicate and teach the poor people, the rural farmer around Africa, how to get him out of poverty and get him out of subsistence level. And so he was doing that, and I met up with him, and he shared the vision with me, and the scales just fell off my eyes. And I knew that this was my, God had opened a door for me to be able to now use my farming talents and not build my own castle, but build the kingdom instead.
Exactly. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Craig Deal after this. Stay with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Craig Deal. Amazing what happens when we come to God with our problems and what God will reveal to us and what he revealed to Brian Oldry, the founder of Foundations for Farming. And he and Craig, as they worked together, began to teach new owners, new farmers, as well as small-scale farmers countrywide, God's way of farming. Can you imagine? God does have a way of farming. It's most amazing. We see some incredible inventions and revelation happening out of Israel, but you'd be surprised, here it is happening in the African continent as well, which is, you could say, climate-smart agriculture, right?
Yes, we just look at any problem in farming. We will just simply go to God and ask him, how did this grow in Eden? Mm. And there's a way. He has an answer to every problem that we encounter in any farming endeavor, whether it's a small scale or large scale or whatever crop or whatever region that you're farming in. Mm. God has an answer. So we don't rely on academia. We don't rely on all the textbooks. Neither Brian and I have got any tertiary education. So it's just a matter of asking God, seeking his face, and just doing it as we see in nature, not trying to fight against nature, and with incredible success. You see, the genius of God is his simplicity. We often try and make things too complicated. And we want to distill our teaching down to the grandmother in the village. She doesn't need to know about the heavy science of soil science. She wants to know how to feed her family. So we will teach at that level that she can understand and she can implement herself.
Well, she doesn't even have to worry about plowing. I mean, like you presented in the first segment here, Craig Deal, is that, you know, God said, you know, plowing is not, that's not my plan. And so I imagine just on its face, the rest of the farmers in the area, or anybody that knew about farming and going, wait a minute, what are you, you're not plowing? What do you know that we don't know? Or maybe they just said, they made a judgment call that says, you guys are a bunch of idiots. You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, Brian faced much persecution early on because conventional tillage has been taught for generations. And when you come along with something new, you've got to face the music. Then Brian had the tenacity and the perseverance to be able to prove to his detractors. And I actually was one of them because I was a deep plower in my day. Uh-huh. And I thought he was an absolute Christian lunatic. And, until I went to his farm one day and the scales fell off my eyes and I just saw this is, cause he was breaking all the yield records in the country.
Yeah.
And winning all the prizes. And it was just obvious that I was spending far too much money for one thing, let alone a degradation of our soils, but just spending money and degrading our soils by heavy tillage. It's just ludicrous.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and this is the amazing thing. I mean, Brian did, at the end of the day, have, as they say, proof in the pudding, right? I mean, he's producing the results, and it's hard to deny that. And as you said, for you, the scales came off, and fortunately, you weren't so ideologically fixed that you could reason and see the truth of God in all of this. So how did you convince the government to partner? Because in a way, you had to partner with the Zimbabwe government, right?
Yes, for the previous 38 years, the government had pretty much disregarded this simple technology and simple management system and pursued their own agenda. And we just carried on teaching faithfully through the church mainly and some non-governmental organizations that would listen. But the government really didn't embrace us. Mm-hmm. Until 2019, they had a very serious drought. It was a bad drought in the country. And of all things, on Twitter, one of the principals in the Ministry of Agriculture, a very passionate man, he saw on Twitter the vast difference between small-scale farmers that were having incredible yields, and right next door were crops that were dying. And he wanted to know what the difference was.
Right.
And so he called me and a colleague into his office, and we explained to him the principles of Foundations for Farming. And this man totally embraced it, and he had the real energy and zeal to pull this through, make it government policy. And so in the year 2020, our methodology was rolled out throughout the country as a government priority.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord blessed the country with beautiful rains. Mm-hmm. And the result at the end of the day is the country produced between 3 and 4 times the amount of grain of the previous year. It was an absolute miracle. And it wasn't us. We quick to say to everybody, this is Jesus. This is God's way. It's not us. It's not anything we've done. It's not anything the government's done. This is an absolute miracle of multiplication that came from God. We felt that, you know, we just served for all these years. And we knew that we were entering into a Joseph season where if you serve and serve long enough, eventually the king calls you. And that is what happened. We didn't knock down doors. And it came through God's upside-down kingdom again, where the rural folks on the ground, who are sometimes considered the weak and foolish, they were showing off their crops, and that filtered up to the upper echelons, and that's how it resulted in the country. This is the first year we'll be self-sufficient in grain for nearly 20 years.
You think about that. Is that powerful? But for the hand of God.
And absolutely.
Amazing. Well, the Christian Economic Forum Global event that took place in Beaver Creek, Colorado, marked the inaugural granting of the organization's Extraordinary Impact Award, and was presented to Craig Deal.
the CEO of Foundations for Farming Global, a Zimbabwe faith-based nonprofit that is revolutionizing agriculture in that country and beyond. Craig, I got to imagine as your story gets out that there are going to be more and more people around the world that says, I need Jesus too.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And I just want to say that, you know, I was blessed with that award, but I'm just a small part of a team. And yes, God must get all the glory. And Crown Financial Ministries, who have been wonderful partners with us. You see, we can teach stewardship of the land, yes, but they teach stewardship of the fruit of the land. So we're a wonderful partnership going together, teaching faith, family, finances, and farming.
Yeah, this is how God brings us together. This is why we cannot ignore the horizontal relationship, because God says, hey, love me and love each other. You've got to have that dynamic. And when you do, it goes well for us, because now you're not carrying the whole load yourself, and you have extra hands and people with wisdom that have experienced that level that can, you know, roll this program out. Like you say, you've got it pretty well, you know, I guess cookie cutter manufactured at this point. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. And now you can take this show on the road, can't you?
Yes, we've been, by God's sovereign grace, we started in Zimbabwe 39 years ago now, but we've been called into more than 30 countries in Africa. We have taught in probably 45 countries in Africa now. And now even the first world is calling. Because, you know, poverty is real. There is, yes, poverty in the first world. It just looks different to ours. Mm-hmm. And we have a stewardship center in the U.S. now, in Alabama, and in Canada, and the U.K., and parts of Europe, and India. So this has been done by God's hand. We haven't, yes, we have never knocked down any door to get anywhere. God just opens doors and gets the right people to come and see us, and then they want to extrapolate what we've seen back in their nations.
Well, and also when you consider the impact, the climate impact, I mean, for those that are sensitive about the climate, and of course, as people of faith and Christians that want to do it God's way, and we realize that, yes, there's stewarding, there's stewardship of the land God's way that can be done. And when we do it, God is clear, is that when you do it his way, it goes well with you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the land is the first that first resource, as in the parable of the talents.
Yes.
If we're faithful with that, God adds. And if we're faithful with the first resource God gives us, which is our land, he then adds to that. He adds mining, manufacturing, industry, commerce, all the other things we see. But the bedrock and the foundation of it all is the land. And so we have to, not all of us are farmers, but we have to understand the importance of land in God's economy. Because we're not only producing food, but we are stewarding his planet.
Exactly.
And it all belongs to him.
Well, Craig Deal, Lord bless you. Thank you so much for the time and for all that you're doing to impact hunger and to make it possible for these small farmers to be self-sustaining and even more so, because we know how our God works. He is more than faithful, and he offers us an abundant life if we would just choose his ways. Craig Deal is the CEO of Foundations for Farming Global. Thank you, Craig. God bless.
That's my pleasure, Bill. Thank you, and much indeed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of